Hi everyone.
Good evening or good afternoon or good morning whenever you're listening.
Yeah, and here we go. This is the celebration of a wonderful September Wheels for Life theming. Thank you so much for this wonderful suggestion, Ruth or Dolly, aka yeah. Dolly. It's been a lovely month.
That's good. Wheels are so important in life, everywhere around us, and it's been wonderful to have a theme to really focus on them. So shall we get on with our top 10 things about wheels?
Oh yeah, let's just set the scene for a moment though. We are sat here, Adam's shrouded in a blanket. I'm in a cozy cardigan because we're past Mabon now, and we'll come back to that. We are in Edinburgh, in Leslie, who's a life themer, in her house, in Andrew's house. Looking after Eddie the Pooch, eating cheese, spinach, and Marmite pinwheels.
Pinwheels. Why are they pinwheels? What's a pinwheel?
Pinwheel. It's like a little wheel.
Ah,
pinwheels. On a pin. And we're drinking...
Like a pinhead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, bigger than a pinhead, but, you know, a pin goes through it and it spins on the pin. There's a Danny Minogue song. Put the needle on it, and she's like splayed across the huge vinyl, human sized vinyl, and she's splayed across it. No, she's splayed like a human across it. I think she's intimating that if they put the needle on the record, they're going to put it somehow connected to her femininity.
That's weird.
I think it's a sexual song.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, anyway, welcome to our podcast, Top 10 Things About Wheels. Yeah. We Moogie is in the other room. She is just settling down in her own nest of hay, and our dog for the weekend is eating some sort of treat that you've given him.
Frozen chub or frozen something disgusting inside a plastic thing, and he's gnawing at that. So it's just the two of us at the moment.
Well, should we get on with that?
Yeah, let's do it. Right. And just in case anyone is listening to this, somehow who doesn't know what life theming is, every month a few of us take a theme and live our lives by it in terms of listen to some songs, eat some foods, do some stuff around that theme. So, we recap the month by talking about our top 10 things about the theme. Should we jury in it to go first? Yeah. It's like a kind of scissor, paper, stone thing.
Sam.
So,
For the first time, we've got different ones.
So
you win.
I go first.
Yeah, go for it.
So I am going to talk about the wheel of the year. I mentioned that we'd celebrated Mabon. So we discovered this from our friend Sarah. And basically, the wheel of the year is something that perhaps pagans and perhaps, you know, but perhaps many cultures used to have it as an integral part of their understanding of the way the seasons worked and stuff. But you celebrate different parts of the year, and you have the solstices. So the words that could be known is summer solstice is Litha, winter solstice is Yule. And then you also have Ostara at the spring equinox and Mabon at the winter equinox.
Autumn
equinox. Mm. And then you also have Samhain around All Souls Day or Halloween. You have Imbolc around Groundhog Day in February. You have some other ones as well. Can't remember what they're called. One of them is...
Well, there's a lot to remember. I mean,
there is a lot to remember. And it will come back to me. But we really did it well, I think. We celebrated Mabon. We got some mulled apple cider. We went out and picked apples.
Yeah.
And we created a nice big horn of plenty where all our kind of autumn vegetables were splurting out of it. And then we roasted them, very overdid them. Well, so they were almost...
Burnt them, really.
Yeah, almost.
You know why we burnt them?
Because we were drinking the mulled cider.
Because you made this cider, which was so potent, then I think I just completely lost reality. I think I had a couple of... Well, we had one glass, and he was like, let's have another. I was like, yeah, okay. And I was spinning round and round myself. What was in this cider? Wasn't it wine or something?
Was cider it was one bottle of wine, one bottle of cider.
Wow.
And like a big bottle of cider. And in autumn spices.
Yeah, I mean, wine and cider
slightly
together.
Heated up.
It's a bit like that kind of snake bite, or, you know, you put wine and cider together. That's pretty potent.
Mm.
That's what we did. So, therefore, we forgot about the lovely Horn of Plenty vegetables roasting in the oven, and they burnt.
Yeah, we picked out some remnants of them, but it was a little bit of a shame. But every eighth of the year now, eight times a year, we're going to celebrate a little thing. So it's a real legacy for life theming. And also, it's made me think a lot about rebirth and cycles of life and my own getting older. And in fact, I'm kind of moving from the summer to the autumn of my life. I am, and kind of accepting that. And I think it's a really healthy thing.
I don't know how you are, because I'm still in the summer of my life and I'm older than you.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll live to 120. And I won't. Now, who knows?
It's a perpetual summer for me.
That's good. And I'm just saying that I accept the changing of the seasons. They're getting older. And anyway, so the wheel maybe of the year is the first best thing about the wheel. What about you, Adam?
Well, I think as an experience goes, I think that's what you were saying.
No, I'm not doing it like that anymore. We're evolving life theming. Doesn't have to be one of each. I probably work on all of them. But
well, yeah. I really enjoyed creating wheels. We bought a pack of plates, paper plates, didn't we, in the supermarket. And then we have drawn wheels on each one of them for many different things, from things we want to focus on, from activities to do, to a pub crawl we'd like to do, and just write down the pubs and spinning the wheel and see which one we land on. So I've really enjoyed just creating wheels of activities or whatever the subject, and then spinning it and then doing that. It's a lovely way to do it. So that's my first thing of wheels, is just creating a wheel and spinning it and following it.
Yeah, yeah. I think Denise suggested that.
Mm.
And it's the way we also choose our suggestions of the month. It's good fun. We've had some random adventures doing that. Ended up doing a pub quiz in Biker,
in Newcastle. Yeah, it took us a couple of different places, so that was fun. So my second thing is I really enjoyed, and I'm just going to go with the watch, but I enjoyed watching an old episode of Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
I love it.
Wheelie.
Just found it on YouTube, and it's just a random episode. And it happened to be, we could pin down the date quite funnily, couldn't we? Because the guy that was on it, one of the contestants, was quite obsessed with Lady Diana, Princess Diana, and she was obviously still alive. But we could pin it down to the, I don't know how we pinned it down to early.
It was like 97, because Katrina and the Waves had already won
Eurovision. But Diana hadn't died at that point. So it was between May and August of 1997 that this Wheel of Fortune episode had been aired, and that's the one we got on YouTube. So it was Bradley Walsh and Jenny Eclair, is it?
Agatha?
No, Jenny.
Jenny, yeah. Agatha.
Mm.
She was like the girl on the clues. She was like holding like the Carol Vorderman of Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. She was turning the wheel, the letters around, and being a bit cheeky. And of course, this is all kind of rooted in quite stereotypical, quite old fashioned values now. And you kind of see it through an interesting 21st century lens. That it is, things in the 90s are dated. It's amazing, because that's when I really grew up and a lot of my memories. And then you look back and think, like Friends, for instance, Friends seems quite contemporary, but actually, when you look at the things they say or the hairstyles they have, they are a little bit more dated. So this was definitely rooted in the 90s. It was fun to, and the prizes were so funny. The prizes were just ridiculous. Like you could win a set of curtains and carpets or then suddenly a trip to Iceland, which is good, but there were some really naff presents alongside a couple of good ones. But it was fun to just half an hour, bit of nostalgic trip, spinning the Wheel of Fortune.
It was fun
watching the game show. That's my watch. About you, for number your second one?
My four. Next one is Ferris wheels. Just a general thing. We went on South Shields Ferris Wheel, and of course they're in many cities, many places all over the world, but it wasn't so much being on the Ferris Wheel, which is nice in itself, it was afterwards sitting in the cafe that had a view right onto it and just watching it. And they're really beautiful objects.
They are.
Sometimes you're just like, oh, there's a fun fair, there's a Ferris wheel. But actually, watching them go around is... They're very elegant, and especially if you've got music on. We were listening to Imagine Dragons' Ferris Wheel, which is a good song on the playlist as we were enjoying that. So, yeah, I just want to give Ferris wheels their due because they are beautiful examples of what humanity can create. Are you okay? Yeah. Adam's just so you all have the context. Adam is leaning back. He's just gobbled 4 cheese, spinach, and Marmite pinwheels in a row, downing half his cocktail.
and it's the cocktail that kind of I got kind of in the back of my throat, down my windpipe or something, and it's quite a strong cocktail.
It is. I feel like I should have asked you if you needed more help rather than just start narrating your demise.
No, it's fine. So you're starting the next one. That's number 4. What's number 5?
I am going to go I was going to do the random selector as well. I'm going to do a spiritual one. Now, we don't often talk about our spiritual beliefs on this thing. But there's... I'm going to make it quite vague, and it's creating momentum with the things you want more out of your life with a wheel exercise. A wheel exercise. So you can create... You can find these wheel focus wheel exercises online. You can do kind of, there's coaching ones, or there's this or that or the other, but this particular one is just about thinking of something that's really important to you and trying to find statements to write on the wheel. And you go around, you could write 8 or 12 or whatever, that really align vibrationally with what you want. And we've been doing lots of that throughout the month. There's Abraham Hicks is a teacher we particularly have looked at with these focus wheels, but I'm sure there's plenty of other people who use them, and I just have found them really fun, and it's helped me feel like when I'm feeling a bit stuck or low in a certain topic, that it's lifted me up.
That's great.
So I don't know if that's going to come across like that I haven't explained it well enough. But we'll see how it comes across. But the in a nutshell, it's a focus wheel, and I'll put a link to it below. So that's the 6th. Are we on now?
That's
5th.
That's 5th. Okay. Well, I'll balance that out with a balance wheel, and that's kind of what the collaborative kind of creative suggestion that we put on the roundup was, and it's used a lot in coaching, which is what I do in my job, in my kind of day job. Balance wheels are really good because they kind of, and I do one each month, I always do it at the end of the month, and you kind of take a few areas of your life, like, you know, it could be your family, your health, your career, your creative energy, spiritual journey, friends, or anything that's important to you, and you kind of write them around a wheel. They all have a segment, and then you put how much you feel about them out of 10, and you kind of have a sense of how you're doing in those areas in your life. So they're very good in coaching because it's a very visual, very quick visual tool to get a pulse check on how you feel things in your life are.
I like kind of exercise.
Yeah. Anything.
Family, friends, adventure.
Yeah, these are very typical ones, but it could be very specific to, you know, if you're into a specific hobby, or there's somebody that's really important to you, it might be a person, or it might be a place that you like to visit, or an instrument you like to play or something. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be big, broad topics like health and money and career. It could be very specific things, but you kind of place them around the wheel on the outside, and this is on the roundup and Paddler as our suggestion of something everyone could do, really, to just get a bit of balance and find out how they're doing. So I think the 6th thing for me is creating a balance wheel and getting a kind of idea of how you're doing in your life with that.
Nice. I like it. All right. So
I go on to number 7.
Yeah, I think you do.
Well, I keep eating these pinwheels, so I'm going to have to put them in.
Go for it.
These pinwheels are amazing. So they are. I mean, Josh made them, so really, I'm putting them in as a recommendation. But go on.
Slab of pastry, great cheese all over it. Spread Marmite all over it. Throw a few handfuls of spinach so that it's hand-strewn.
Strewn, yeah.
And then roll it up, slice it into wheels, squish them on a baking tray, put it in the oven.
Very, very delicious.
And wow.
If you like Marmite, of course. If you don't, maybe don't put the Marmite in it. Put something else.
No sugar, Sherlock.
Did you say there's cheese in it? Yeah, there is cheese, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't like cheese, you don't have to put cheese in it. Well, if you don't like pastry,
don't do pastry, don't like spinach, don't do the spinach. I mean, take out, omit any of the ingredients that you don't like.
Oh, Eddie.
What's the dog? You know, he's only going off with his toy. Anyway, so pinwheels, that's what they're called, just pinwheels.
Cheese, Marmite and spinach pinwheels.
Cheese, Marmite and spinach. But of course, add in your own ingredient and you can change the name of it. But the pinwheels, amazing.
Right, well, I'm going to go on with a thing to eat as well, because we have had pinwheels with a third wheel cocktail, which is particularly nice. It's a bit small. I think we should make another one in a minute. And it's basically rum and Cointreau or Curacao and lemon juice. So a very simple cocktail, but very nice, isn't it? Eddie, the dog who's looking at me.
Is Curacao the same as Cointreau?
I think they're all orangey flavoured.
And triple ones. Sec.
Yeah, I think they're just all orangey flavoured.
They're all the same.
Well, how can you have slightly different, but they're all orangey flavoured. What's the difference? I do not know. I'm not an expert in them.
Well, we should become an expert in them.
Why? Are we about to have an orange month?
I don't know. Orange spirits? That's very specific, isn't it? But I would like to know the difference between Contro, Curacao and triple sec. Why would you choose one over the other?
I guess probably maybe it's something to do with the kind of country it comes from. Maybe Curacao is more... Well, Cointreau sounds more French, so maybe have it with a French brandy. Yeah. Curacao is maybe more tropical, so you'd have it with a rum, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, this is rum and Curacao.
Yeah. And triple sec?
Maybe that's more... I don't know, like...
Yeah, what is that?
Japanese, you have it more with sake, the rice wine.
Well, we'd have to look into it. If anyone knows, please let us know. But anyway, okay, third wheel cocktail.
Third wheel cocktail is the one. And there's lots of other cocktails that have been suggested this month. And everyone who's been suggesting things, there's so many good things. So we're not going to be able to cover them all. But I do think this one is particularly nice.
Very strong.
Very strong. Packs a punch, worth a mention. So that's mine. Now, moving on to my number 8, I think.
That was number 8.
All right, so you see, over to you then.
No, now it's over to you for number 9.
Oh my goodness. It really has gone to my head. Right, so... Oh, I haven't said a song yet. Now, I've got a couple of songs that I absolutely love, but I'm not going to mention them because... Oh no, I am. I'm going to mention one of them. Wheels of Laredo by Tanya Tucker. So... I don't know who she is really, apart from she seems like a country singer, and I don't know if she even wrote the song or whether it's her cover of a song, but I've enjoyed loads and loads of songs this month, great songs that have been suggested. We've had like PJ Harvey, and we've had Massive Attack, and we've had John Lennon, and we've had
Foo Fighters,
yeah. And all sorts of good ones. Journey and stuff, but this one I find it very spiritually nourishing somehow. Like, she's sat on this banks of the Rio Grande, and she's in Laredo, which I assume is in America, and on the other side she sees Guadalupe, which I assume is in Mexico, and she's talking about how she wishes she could be over there, but she's stuck in the wheels of Laredo. And I just have this feeling that what could be she's really talking about is wanting to be over in the world of freedom and imagination and joy and unicorns and fairies and, well, I mean, maybe that's a little bit. But you know, that kind of good stuff. She's still, well, you know, more like the higher spiritual dimension. She wants to be there, but at the same time, she's stuck in the world of work and having to get stuff done, and the third dimensional trap that we all can sometimes feel that we're stuck in. So I have been feeling quite uplifted by that song in terms of it sums up the human situation quite well. And I love the word Guadalupe.
Where is Guadalupe?
I think it's on the other side of the Rio Grande. There's a young girl in Guadalupe, and the church bells are ringing out of town, and I'm stuck in the wheels of Laredo, wishing I was rolling home to ya.
Where's the Rio Grande come into that? I was waiting for you to sing that.
Oh, my boat is on the Rio Grande.
And where is the Rio Grande?
Mexico and America, in between the two.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I hope that's enticed you all to listen to it, if you haven't. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't bother listening to it. Joshua's just done his own rendition. Okay.
Go on, Adam. Number 10.
All right. So the 10th thing. Oh, we are number 10, aren't we? Number 8. So I wonder if I have miscounted now.
Well, I've said 1, 2... 3, 4, 5. I've said 5.
Well, then this will be my 5th, being number 10. I'll go for a song. Now, I'll wait until I've got your attention, because you're obviously more interested in playing with the dog.
No, I'm listening now. He's just...
The wet toy.
No, I'm listening. Okay, go for it, Adam. Number 10.
No, you're
all right, go for it.
Right. I'm going to go for a song that is, I'm going to admit, is not at the top of my list of songs of real songs.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry, I'm not going to reveal that.
Oh.
But this is a very special song on the playlist, and I want to recognise that. And I've had a couple of really good moments with it. And that is Hymn of the Big Wheel by Massive Attack. I've had some really lovely, almost transcendental moments listening to this on a couple of runs in the last week or two. Just, it's a really good, very epic, grand feeling song. I love the quote. I've actually put it in our little zine of the wheels. No, you're still playing with that toy. I can't concentrate while you're playing with that toy.
You love the quote. You love the quote. You put it in the little zine.
The lyrics, sorry. I love the... No. He's now looking
at
you.
Carry
I
on.
I can't deal with this dog. He's now looking at you. You need to send him away.
Eddie, go over there. Go. I'll play with you in a minute.
Get that wet toy and chuck it over there, and then do not play with it. That's it. Now he'll just play with it himself.
So lovely quotation in the
zine.
No,
it's a lyric. It's a lyric of the song that I put in the zine, and it's the wheel keeps turning and the sky is rearranging. Look, my son, the weather's changing. And I really love that.
Mm.
I looked up to the sky and I thought, yeah, I could see a cloud or I could see the sun. And then an hour later, it's different. The sky rearranges. And today is a really good example of that. It rained and rained this morning. And then, so I've got the wet toy in my lap. I don't want it. It rained and rained. And then it cleared up and it was sunny. And then it changed again. It got windy. But the weather changes, but there's something very metaphorical about that as well, you know, kind of in mood and in the world. So I thought it's a really big song. It's not my top song for different reasons, but it is a very special song.
Well, and
so I want to recognise that.
Yeah, it's very high, actually, in our lists, because there's been quite a lot jostling for getting recognised, and it did actually get the points, didn't it, for
it did.
The suggestion for the listen,
but
it was really jostling with some others because there's been lots of good suggestions, lots of great songs, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. So that's our top 10.
Yeah, there we go. So we hope you've had a wonderful September and enjoyed some wheels of sorts wherever. I think it's a great theme because they're literally around us everywhere. You can always find a wheel somewhere, but they're very spiritual as well. There's something about life. You were talking about the wheel of life, how we can help ourselves around with wheels. So I think it's been a good theme on many different levels.
Oh yeah, and it's definitely a legacy one. We're going to keep doing it. And
we've got our stack of paper plates. We still need to draw some wheels on.
Yeah, we have. So and we'll also continue. We've got many more parts of the Wheel of the Year to follow. But yes, we are now moving into a new month ourselves.
Yeah, we always where the wheel goes round and we move on to the next one.
Yeah, October cometh. And cometh the month, cometh the new theme, and the new theme is
fun.
Guy.
Fungi.
Fungi.
Fungus.
Yeah, it got the most votes, and actually, the more we look into it, the more excited we get. And I think it's going to be a fantastic month.
Yeah, it's going to be one of exploration, getting out there. It's going to be one of, obviously, some tastes of ones that are safe to eat. Some great names. I've already had some fun looking up the names of different fungi that exist.
It's like fungi cover the whole range of things, don't they? You have like amazing, beautiful, magical toadstools and magic mushrooms and all things like that, and then right down to kind of rot, like rotten, mold, rotten. Rashes and things.
Fungus.
Yeah.
Fungal.
Like fungi itself is not my favourite word in the English language. Or fungal.
No.
But
funny, because fun is a really good word.
And gal.
And gal, a good gal. You have a fun, if you have a fun gal, you love a fun gal, don't you? You do.
But you love a fun gal, but you don't love a fungal infection.
You don't want fungal. No, it's fungal or fungal. Maybe it's a fungal. Yeah. Well, it's just this little shift there, and it makes a big difference. But
either way, apart from how much I like the word, I think that already I'm excited about how fascinating they are as creatures.
It's at the right time of year, because it's a little bit dank and damp and just a little bit dewy and a little bit twilighty. It's time to get out there into the woods, into the forest, into the fields,
yeah,
and just looking at the lovely bits of nature around us and seeing.
Yeah, totally. Let's not look at the 24-hour news around us. Let's create our own bubble of fungal magic and enjoy the delights of. I've just noticed my mum's Buddhist statue in the corner of the room seems to have a Frida Kahlo funeral headdress on.
She does, yeah, and she looks pregnant as well.
Oh no, that's the Buddha. So he seems to have a Frida
no,
Kahlo.
No, he looks like a she because he's got long black hair.
No, that's the funeral headdress.
It looks like a wig.
Well, I will chat to my mum about that.
There's something definitely going on. It looks like he's juggling as well. There's something in his hand.
That's his rosary beads or his Buddhist beads.
That's a big rosary bead. No, the rosary beads are around his neck. He's got something big in his hand. Something big and bulbous.
Are you sure that's not just his hand?
Oh, maybe. It's the third wheel cocktail. It's making me see things that aren't there.
And it must be quite frustrating for our listeners, all a range of about 3 people to about 3 billion, I reckon, listeners.
More 3 than 3 billion, I think.
Who are trying to imagine this. Maybe we'll get a photo. And if anyone wants the photo of the Buddha in the Frida Kahlo funeral headdress, let us know. Yeah. We'll happily text it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we love you and leave you. Have a fantastic October to come. We look forward to connecting with you in any way we can. The Padlet still goes on. We have lots of things to share. And we will obviously do another podcast at the end where we'll share our top 10 things about fungi. And until then, we will see you at some point in October.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And have fun, guys.
Yeah. Fun, guy.
And gals.
Bye.
Bye.